Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth warns upcoming days will be decisive for Iran. Christian organizations and human rights activists hold protests in Pakistan, voicing alarm over safety of minor girls. Uchral Nyamusor takes office as Mongolia's new prime minister following weeks of political turmoil. Cambodia passes law imposing life sentence for online scammers. Countdown underway for Artemis II moon mission of NASA. U.S. Secretary of War and Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth today said that the upcoming days of war with Iran will be decisive. During a news conference, his first in nearly 2 weeks, he said talks on ending the conflict were gaining strength even as the more than a month-long U.S.-Israeli military campaign against Iran continued.
Just 1 month in, we set the terms. The upcoming days will be decisive. Iran knows that, and there's almost nothing they can militarily do about it. Yes, they will still shoot some missiles, but we will shoot them down. Of note, the last 24 hours saw the lowest number of enemy missiles and drones fired by Iran. They will go underground, but we will find them. We recently destroyed another one of their command bunkers. Leaders forced to flee. No water, no power, no oxygen, no command and control.
For more updates on the West Asia conflict, we have a desk report.
The Pentagon chief, however, refused to rule out U.S. ground forces playing a role in the conflict. The top U.S. military officer, General Dan Kane, spoke alongside Mr. Hegseth, saying that the U.S. forces have struck more than 11,000 targets so far. He said the United States continues to destroy Iran's ballistic missile and drone capabilities. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, again criticized European allies for not getting more involved in the war. In a related development, a Kuwaiti oil tanker carrying millions of barrels of crude oil has been hit near Dubai, with officials blaming Iran for the strike. Media reports said the 24 crew aboard are safe and the blaze is under control. New strikes and interceptions are reported in Israel, Iran and the UAE, with multiple people injured from the falling debris in Dubai. On the other hand, fighting in southern Lebanon intensified this afternoon as Israeli ground forces pushed deeper into border areas. The Israeli military reported that 4 of its soldiers were killed and 2 others were injured during intense combat with Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah in the western sector of southern Lebanon in the past few hours. According to the Israeli Defense Forces, troops are continuing operations to expand a security buffer zone. 3 UN peacekeepers, including Indonesian personnel, were killed in separate incidents in southern Lebanon over the past day, prompting strong condemnation from the United Nations. Swati Rakheja for World News.
In Pakistan, Christian organizations and human rights activists in Karachi held protests voicing growing alarm over the safety of minor girls, particularly in cases involving alleged forced marriages and religious conversions. Media reports said multiple groups, including the National Christian Party and Gawahi Mission Trust, held separate demonstrations reflecting widespread concern within the community. Women and young girls were among the participants holding placards and raising slogans demanding legal protection and justice. Israel's parliament approved a law making the death penalty the default punishment for Palestinians convicted of fatal attacks in the occupied West Bank. Rights groups and the international community have criticized the move as discriminatory. The law, which takes effect in 30 days, will not apply retroactively to current prisoners, including those involved in the October 2023 attacks that triggered the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Legal challenges are expected, with Israel's Association of Civil Rights already petitioning the Supreme Court, calling the measure unlawful and discriminatory. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the legislation as a violation of international law and an attempt to intimidate Palestinians. Uchral Nyamusor has been elected Mongolia's new prime minister, becoming the country's third leader in 9 months as political instability and economic pressures intensify. Parliament confirmed him with a strong majority, elevating a reform-minded compromise candidate after weeks of deadlock that forced his predecessor to resign. Uchral previously served as parliament speaker and led the ruling party. A former hip-hop artist turned politician, he later held the digital development and communications portfolio where he pushed transparency and digital governance reforms. Japan has deployed its first long-range missiles at two bases, significantly boosting its offensive capabilities and marking a break from its post-war self-defense stance. The upgraded Type 12 land-to-ship missiles are now operational at Camp Kenjung in Kumamoto Prefecture and Camp Fuji in Shizuoka Prefecture. Japan is also acquiring additional long-range systems, including U.S.-made Tomahawk cruise missiles with a 1,600-kilometer range and Norwegian-made joint strike missiles to be mounted on F-35A fighter jets, further expanding its counter-strike capability. Cambodian lawmakers unanimously approved a law targeting online scam operations, allowing for sentences of up to life in prison. The legislation is the country's first legal framework addressing a booming cybercrime industry that exploits victims worldwide through fake investment schemes and romance schemes. Justice Minister Kaith Reed said scammers often lure people with fraudulent job offers, forcing them to work in near-slavery conditions, and warned the crimes harm public security and Cambodia's international reputation. The law now awaits Senate review and final approval by King Norodom Sihamoni. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Haiti, 70 people were killed and 30 injured in a brutal armed gang attack in Artibonite region. According to human rights organizations, the attack has been described as one of the worst in recent times in the violence-plagued region. The assault, carried out by the Grand Grief gang in the Jean Denis area, forced more than 6,000 residents to flee their homes. Human rights organizations criticized the lack of timely security response, calling it a failure by authorities to protect civilians. The UN Secretary General's spokesman condemned the violence, highlighting the ongoing crisis. Australia's online safety regulator today said it is considering legal action against five social media platforms for failing to keep children under 16 off their apps. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant reported that while 5 million accounts have been deactivated, many Australian children still hold or create accounts, bypassing age verification systems. The regulator is gathering evidence and could seek fines up to $33 million Australian for systemic non-compliance, with a decision on court action expected by mid-year. Communications Minister Annika Wells said the platforms were deliberately ignoring Australian law. NASA's Artemis II mission is set to launch tomorrow, marking the first crewed journey to the moon since the Apollo era. Four astronauts, Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Canadian Jeremy Hansen, will orbit Earth before flying past the moon and returning to a Pacific splashdown in a nearly 10-day mission. The mission, which will not land on the moon, aims to test systems for future lunar missions. Unlike Apollo, the crew includes a woman, a person of color, and a non-American astronaut, reflecting NASA's push for diversity. Artemis is part of a broader plan to establish a sustained human presence on the moon amid rising global competition in space exploration. The U.S. Department of Labor has proposed new rules letting employees include alternative assets, including cryptocurrencies, in retirement plans with tax advantages. The guidance would give fiduciaries greater flexibility to select investments while carefully assessing fees, risks and liquidity, reversing 2022 restrictions on digital assets. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth warns upcoming days will be decisive for Iran. Christian organizations and human rights activists hold protests in Pakistan, voicing alarm over safety of minor girls. Ujral Niyamsur takes office as Mongolia's new prime minister following weeks of political turmoil. Cambodia passes law imposing life sentence for online scammers. Countdown underway for Artemis II moon mission of NASA. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.